विजितात्मगुण स्वधाम्ना कालो वशीकृत विसृज्य विसर्गशक्ति कालो वशीकृत विसृज्य विसर्गशक्ति चक्रे विसृष्टम् अजया ईश्वर षोडशारे चक्रे विसृष्टमजयेश्वर षोडशारे निष्पीड्यमानम् उपकर्ष विभो प्रपन्नम् निष्पीड्यमानमुपकर्ष विभो प्रपन्नम् सत्वं हि नित्य विजितात्मगुण स्वधाम्ना कालो वशीकृत विसृज्य विसर्गशक्ति चक्रे विसृष्टम् अजयेश्वर षोडशारे निष्पीड्यमानमुपकर्ष विभो प्रपन्नम्
Translation, my dear Lord, the Supreme Great, you have created this material world of 16 paraphernalia, but you are transcendental to such material qualities. Or in other words, all these material qualities are under your full control. You are never conquered by them. Therefore, the time element is your representation. O my Lord, the Supreme, nobody can conquer over you, but so far I am concerned, I am being crushed by the wheel of time, and therefore I am surrendering fully unto you. And now, therefore, kindly take me under the protection of your lotus feet.
Saptam hi nitya viditātma guna sadhāmra kāla vasikṛta vṛṣijya visarga sakti चक्रे विशिष्टमजय सरसोरुसारे निष्पीड्यमान उपकर्ष विभो प्रपन्न the same thing is repeatedly reminded. Maya, we are nispindamana. We are being crushed by the wheel of time with 16 spokes. We are being crushed. At the same time, we are thinking that we are very happy. This is called Maya. This is Maya's grace that in any condition of life, the suffering is very, very acute, but the living entity who is suffering, he thinks, I have enjoyed. This is karma. You have seen that the pig eats stool. When we say, what is that? He's eating stool. But he's thinking that he's enjoying. He's thinking, he's enjoying. This is the covering influence of Maya. Prakhepatmika Shakti. Otherwise, how one can suffer? The one in the stool is enjoying. If you take one worm from the stool and keep it aside, you'll again go to the stool. This is Maya. Prakhepatmika. Avaranatmika Shakti. Covering. Maya sukhaya bharavad bahato vihona. Prahlad Maharaj will speak and let us verse it. Suchi tato vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharavad bahato vihona. The Vaishnava's concern is he sees everything. Just like any common man can understand what kind of birth. Nana joni bhraman kare, kadarja bhakhan kare. Very peculiar arrangement of the Maya. We see sometimes in the airplane, even Indian, they're eating the intestine of the hog. Indian. There is Indian. There is a preparation called nafi in Burma. That preparation is made, every householder has a big jug at the door and any animal dies, it puts it in that. It is the bad smell is so strong, if once open, that whole neighborhood will be polluted, bad smell. So they keep it for some years, and when it is decomposed, the juice is coming, they strain the juice and keep it in bottle. That is called nafi. And when there is some festival, they give little, little, and people enjoy. So, nana joni bhraman kare, kadarja bhakhan kare. When my Guru Maharaj was alive, we had one temple, one office in Burma, Rengon. So, when they were making puris with nice ghee, all the inhabitants will come. Oh, what you are doing? What? Intolerable. the flavor of ghee was intolerable, and the flavor of nafi is tolerable. So nana joni bhaman kare kadarja bhakkhan kare. Very peculiar condition we are in this material world. But do not think that when Krishna comes, he also is subjected to this suffering. No. That is Ishita. It's like there are many patients in the hospital, infectious disease, but that does not mean the doctors who are treating them, they are also infectious. No. They are not infectious. Similarly, when Krishna comes, jada jada hi dharma sangrani bhavati bharata, tadātmānam śrījāmi aham. So he is not subjected to this mayic influence. He is not subject. Therefore it is said, tāṁ nitya bhujitātma guna. This material world is created by him. Composition of three material qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. But he does not belong to any one of them. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think that when God comes, incarnation, he also accepts the satagun, and therefore the form is there. Their conclusion is, the absolute truth is, formless. So, when he accepts a form of this material world, he accepts this satagun. But that is not the fact. He is above satagun even. Therefore it is said, nitya vidita atma guna sadhamna. He comes with his own spiritual energy, sadhamna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also in the beginning it is said, dhamna nirastakuhakam. Nirastakuhakam. Kuhakam means illusion. So, the spiritual world, there is no such illusion. Are these three gunas. Therefore it is said, nirastakuhakam, kuhakam, sadhamna. In the spiritual world, there is no influence of these three gunas. That is in this material world. So, when Krishna comes, he does not become affected, or rather infected, with these gunas. Nirguna, that is nirguna. Nirguna guna bhakti cha. He is bhakta of nirguna. Nirguna means spiritual guna, not material guna. When it is said nirguna, nirguna means without any material quality, that is nirguna. Satyam hi nityam vidita atma guna sadhamna kala vasikrita. Kala, the time factor. We are under the kala. We conditioned soul, past, present, future, kala. Kala, time. Time has got three factors, past, present, future. So what is past, present, future for me, that may not be past, present, future for Brahma, or that may not be past, present, future for the ant. This world is relative world. my past, present, future is related to me. My limited span of life, say 100 years. So before 100 years, it is past. And after 100 years, it is future. And the present 100 years is present. But so far Brahma is concerned, his past, present, future is different. Our 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000 is present day. That is his present day. Just like we have got this present day beginning from 6:30 to 5:30. And that Brahma hasn't got such day. This 6:30 to 5:30 is 11 hours. And Brahma, this 11 hour means hour 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. Sahasra yuga paryantam arahat jat brahmano vidu. But in this way, relatively, simply one ant is 100 years. He cannot imagine that so long period of man is one day. So everything is relative in our condition. But for Krishna, he is eternal. There is no such thing as past, present and future. Nitya Shashvata. We are also of the same quality, Nitya Shashvata, but under the condition of material nature, we are controlled, and this is going on by the time factor. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is regretting, Nispridyamana. I am being crushed by this time factor. But we are thinking it is all right. This is called ignorance. We are being crushed under this time factor, the wheel, time wheel, with 16 spokes, senses. Manasasrani indriyani prakritisthani karasati mamani mangsa jiva bhuta. These living entities, Krishna said, that my part and parcel, they should remain with him. That the fire and the spark, unfortunately, have fallen down. And the result is nispidyamana, being crushed. So, if one is serious to be saved from this crushing process of time factor, then they should learn from Prahlad Maharaj, Mahajana Jina Ratasya Pantha. What is that? Nispidyamana upakarsa. Kindly pick me up. Vibho. You are Vibho. Most powerful. The great, omnipotent. Yes, I am all right, but why shall I pick it up? Prapanna. Now I said, I rebelled against you and I was put into this wheel of time and suffering one after another life. Now I have realized that I am in a precarious condition of life. So nispidyamana, this is called human life. When one understands the animal life, they do not understand what is suffering. The cats and dogs, they are thinking they are living very happily. But in the human life, they should come to the understanding that actually we are not living happily. We are being crushed by the wheel of time in so many ways. Nispidyamana. When this sense comes, then he is a human. Otherwise, he is an animal. If he is thinking that he is all light, that is 99.9% people think that I am all light. Even in the most abominable condition of life, that's like the hog and dog, still he is thinking, I am all right. So long this ignorance will continue, he is simply animal. Jasyata buddhi kunape tithaku sadhikkalatra disubho injadi. This is going on. Atma buddhi tithate. This body, which is made of kama, pitta, vayu, everyone is thinking, I have this body. The whole world is going on. Simply, we, a few members of the Krishna consciousness movement, we are going door to door and trying to convince them, sir, you are not this body. They don't care about it. I am this body. I am Mr. John. I am Englishman, I am American, I am Indian. You say, I am not this body. So, very difficult task, the Krishna consciousness movement to push on requires great patience, perseverance, tolerance. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Tinadupi Sunichena, Tarorupi Sahishnuna, Amani Ramana Dena, Hitaniya Sadhari. So those who have taken to Krishna consciousness preaching word, they should always know that things are not going to happen so easily. Maya is very, very strong. Very, very strong. But still, we have to struggle against Maya. It is a declaration of war with Maya. Maya is keeping the living entities under her control, and we are trying to save the living entity from her control. That is the difference. Kado basikita visidya visarga shakti. This shakti, visarga shakti, is very, very strong, but it is under the control. Although it is very, she is very, very strong, but she is under the control of Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti swate sa characharam. Although prakriti is acting so wonderfully, very, very, I would say, great task she is performing, then immediately the cloud comes, now it is so bright. Within a second, a very big dark cloud may come and cause devastation immediately. That is possible. These are the wonderful activities of Maya. But still, she is under the control of the Supreme Personality of God. We see this sun, so big, 1400,000 times bigger than this earth. And you see morning, how quickly it gets up, like this, immediately. The speed is 16,000 miles per second. So how it is being happened? Jasyagya bhramati sam vritakala chakro govindamadi purusam tamaham. It is being done under the order of Govinda. Therefore, he is Vibhu. He is great, but we do not know how great he is. Therefore, he foolishly accepts some pretender, some fraud as God. We do not know what is the meaning of God. But it is going on. We are fools. Andhajathandhairupaniyamana. We are blind, and another blind man leads us. I am God. You are God, everyone is God. But God is not like that. Here it is said that God is He who kāna basikita visidya visarga sakti. He keeps control over the time factor and the creative energy. That is God. God is not so cheap that we'll find here and there. God is everywhere. That's a fact. But that is partial manifestation of His material energy. This is ekanshena sito jagat athaba bahunaitena kingyatena tamarjana vishtabhya aham ekanshena sito jagat. He is there. Andantarastham paramanachayantarastham. He is within the atom. So, when the same God, Satyam, He comes, the foolish person, they think that Krishna is like one of us. No. Abhijananti manga murha, one who thinks like that Krishna is one of us, is like a human being like me or you, is murha. Param bhava vajana. He does not know what are the activities of God, what He can do, what He can undo. So anyway, he, by reading all these literatures, explanation given by God Himself, we come to our senses that He is so great and so merciful that it becomes possible to surrender unto Him. So for a fortunate person, it takes even a second. Because God Himself says, sarva dharmān parityajya māme kāṅga saranaṁ bhaja aham tvā sarva pāpe mamoksha iṣyāmi. So if one is intelligent, he takes immediately. Oh, it is so nice. He'll give me all protection. Let me surrender. Business finished in 1 second. But if he's a rascal, he wants to search out, make research work, then bahunam janvanavanti, after many, many births, it will take. The best thing is, Prahlad Maharaj says, prapannam, Arjun says, prapannam, sadhimāga prapannam. This is what, we surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and be saved from these clutches of Maya. Thank you very much.